So we're going to continue with Nesiva Tshuva, Maimer Beis, O Stalin. V'nei, b'taharas ha-cheit, acharish ha-cheite mischarit v'shob b'tshuva yish beiz inyonim. Kapora v'tahara. So you see, in Yom Kippur Davening comes up a lot of kapora versus tahara. There's two things that happen after a person does the tshuva, goes through the tshuva process. He does a full-fledged tshuva. He has charoto, right, and everything. There's kapora and tahara. Kamo she'ono moitzi b'yom kippurim dechsev bei kibyom hazeh ichaper aleichem letaher eschem mikol chatei yisrichem lifnei Hashem titaharu. That on this day ichaper aleichem will be a kapora. Why? Letaher eschem, in order to purify you. Mashmos loshen akosav hi she'yom kippurim mitarim kol chatei. So the pasuk's telling you that Yom Kippur itself, Yitzumah Shayom, makes you taller from all of your sins. L'chayre, Hari, the Braisa, the Dalar Chiluke Kapara, the Braisa at the end of Meseches Yuma, Isa Shem Yikapur Mechaper Al Chiyuvi Loisa Asei, Vila Chamurois, Tzarech Gam Li Yisurim, Umiso, the Braisa tells us, spells out over there, Yom Kippur only works for Mitzvahs Loisa Asei, but it does, the Tzumel Shiyom itself doesn't help to be mechaper on everything. Some averes are so stringent, are so bad, like Chil Hashem, they require Misa, they require Malkus, they require Yisurim, in addition to Yom Kippur, to have the Kapara come. El Shebezi Narmei, Kapara Yim Miloshin Kinuach. Kapara is Miloshin Kinuach. We'll see what that means in a second. Shigamim nislach loy, that even if a person has been forgiven, tzarech lenakos es halichluch b'nefesh ruach u'neshama shnesavei dechet. Even if he's forgiven, he has to cleanse the dirt that is in his nefesh ruach u'neshama, the three levels of the person's body, the person's existence. He has to cleanse those levels of existence that happen through the sin. Uvizeh ne'emar dal chilukei kapara. You need a greater cleansing process. In other words, when a person does an Aveira, they are not only rebelling against Hashem, they are blemishing, like we've discussed from the Chafetz Chaim, they're creating a blemish, they're creating dirt on their being, on their neshama, they're creating dirt in their existence. And that needs to be cleansed, and that can only be cleansed through a full kapara. Kapara is the cleansing process. There's another idea called tahara, which is the Medrash Te'ilim. That anyone who does an aveira, it's as if he became impure. Lomdu mizeh rishonim. So rishonim, the word zaruah, b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha, shekol ba'al tshuva, tzarech tefila l'tahar. That's why there's a minig to go to the mikveh before Yom Kippur. You need a tefillah's mikveh, l'tahar, because part of a person doing a veira is that he creates a tumah, and he has to be mitahar that tumah that he created. Sha'aver mitahamo, v'gam achrei aslicha v'akapora, dayin etzarech l'zeh, and even after he has a full forgiveness, he's cleansed himself 100%, it's still the spiritual tumah remains. This is a special idea of Yom Kippur. A time that Hashem gave us for tahara, to purify ourselves from our sin. The famous song, Mitar Eschem, right? That Hashem is mitahar us. What is this idea of tahara that's not kapara? What's this dual reality? Says the Rebbe. Shemahus inyan tahara is bar al pi advarim shizbaru de ikar achet hu shal yado niyeh meruchak muvdal melokei Yisrael. That achet creates a distance, a separation, creates this break in the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tumah is a separation. It's something that's distinct from me. It's something that cannot connect to holiness. So if we're metame ourselves, we're creating a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're creating a gap in our relationship with Hashem. The neshama is tar. Neshama has issue di tahira v'chelak elokom imal. V'mashbiat tahara b'nefesh yehudi sheyachol yoyz dabuk b'makara tahara. The nefesh gives over into the individual. The neshama gives over into the individual. It inspires the individual with tahara in a way that it can connect back and create vakis with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is for Makadeshim. They say that Avoida. Shakasher ha'odem choyte nishmosoi mistalekes imen. It leaves him. Hainu, shemistalek imenu koyich ha'devekis, shenishmosto. Doesn't mean that he loses in the neshama. It means that inspiration, that extra ability that the neshama inspires or allows the person to connect back to Hashem, that capability is negatively influenced by the chait. We lose that capability. Therefore, memela, the natural outgrowth of that, the natural outcome of not having that koyach hashpa, that having that inspiration, having that ability to connect back to Hashem, is what? Merucha kumuvda, that we're separate from Hashem. Vein or neshama meirabo, adei yoyfiel of ruach tahara mimaro. In the or, the light that comes out of the neshama isn't shining on the person, brightening the person in a way that he's able to express the ruach tahara mimaro, to have this connection, to have this relationship with the ultimate source of tahara that comes from Hashem. The what does the chidah explain? The pasuk v'shavta Hashem lekecha v'shavta oisis Shabbos. The shavta, the letters of Shabbos. Because in every single chait that a person does, that creates a tumma both internally and externally, and through crying and repentance and upset about what you did, that purifies the external tumma. That cleanses the external body. But to clean the internal dirt, the internal tumah that exists, you have to first bring kedusha inside, right? The kedusha kicks out the tumah. V'nitzot eloiki, he has to bring inside himself a holy spark. She garish mitoich es tumah, that will divorce, will kick out the tumah. Shabbos has that capability. Shabbos is that spark, that godly spark that can completely divorce and get rid of all the tumah. That through Shabbos a person is able to purify, cleanse that internal dirt, that internal tumah, that internal impurity. Therefore, says the Chidah, it's impossible to reach that ultimate level of Dveikus with Hashem. It's impossible to have that ultimate relationship with Hashem without Shabbos. Shabbos is a necessary component in developing that relationship with Hashem. Parenthetically, the more Nesiv Shalom you'll learn, you'll realize how much of a Shabbos Jew he was. Every single shtickle, kimat, every single parsha, ala Torah. You have 5 volumes of Nesiv Shalom ala Torah. Every parsha, at least once, most of the time, multiple times, he connects it back to some idea of Shabbos. When he's discussing all the Yom Tovim, they all connect back to Shabbos. When he discusses the Muna, it all connects back to Shabbos. Everything connects to Shabbos, right? If you want to know about Shabbos, it's a very big mafteach. It's understanding all about Shabbos. Aside from the whole, you know, 60, 70 pages he has on Shabbos itself. It's a different issue. But it's a very big Shabbos sticky. But he's saying that Shabbos, one of the greatnesses of Shabbos, is that it delivers to a person. It invests in a person this natural holiness, this natural spark of godliness. And it's there. It has the capability, if you tap into it, it has the capability to get rid of the tumah that exists and to create that dveikus back with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'zeo Yitzuma Shel Yom Kippur says in the Nesiv Shalom, that is exactly the ideal, the essence of Yom Kippur. Shemetahar Nishmas Yehudi V'chizir Shuv L'dveikusu B'Hashem, that it purifies the neshama of a Jew and he returns to having clinging to Hashem. That I've thrown water upon you and you've become pure. Water is that spark, that godly spark, that godly nitzoitz, and then become tahor. Because after the tshuva, shuvchizeres v'niura bo adveikus v'Hashem yizbarach bo abiyosim lifnei achit. Because after the tshuva, then we can have that relationship again. It's important to realize, though. It's important to realize. Kol zman that a Jew is stuck with the tumah chitzonis. Kol zman the person didn't do tshuva. Kol zman the person didn't recognize that there was dirt on the outside. Then that kiddusha that comes on the inside can only help the inside, but you're still going to end up being distant. You're still going to end up being ruchok. Now that's what I said. Shabbos, somebody who feels and can tap into that koyach Shabbos, so meila he'll have a full tahara, meila he'll have a full tshuva, and he'll develop that ultimate vacus. What does it mean to tap into it? That means removing the external blockade, that external facade that prevents us from feeling and tapping into that Kiddush of Shabbos that exists. The Kiddush of Shabbos comes in the Mela, but it's only Pnimi, it's not Chitzoini. And since it's only Pnimi and it's not Chitzoini, it's only internal, Memela, we as a full individual can't fully connect and can't fully develop that relationship back with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You need to have it both. So to on Yom Kippur, if you have just the tshuva, just the chapara, just the chitzonius, the tahara chitzonius, without that internal kedusha, you're not going to develop the relationship. And if you have only the internal without the external, it's also going to be lacking in the relationship. Gedoyla tshuva shemekareves, the greatness of tshuva that allows us to develop that relationship, to recognize and realize who we are, and not only have the relationship as it once was, but make it even stronger than it ever was, is only when it's a full package. When it's the external tshuva, when it's the process, the maisa tshuva, the maisa mitzvah that we have to do, but also having that internal recognition, that internal tapping into the kedusha that exists inside of us. It happens to be tzumah shel yoyim. Kedvarim eilu kotzav Rabbeinu Yoina, kotzav Rabbeinu Yoina shai tshuva. She spalel about tshuva el Hashem she yachpoitz boy, that about tshuva she daven to Hashem, that he should desire in him, viratzeyu, and he'll want him, viratelo kasher lo yichot, and he'll have that relationship as if he never did a sin. Kinnin she kotzav divrei Elihu. Ya'ater el eloka viratzeyu, daven to Hashem, and he'll want you, he'll be appeased. Because it's possible to have the sin completely forgiven, but it's possible that even though we don't have any more sins, we got a forgiveness for our sins, Hashem still doesn't want the relationship with us. He doesn't want our karbonis. And it's tzaddik doesn't only want to be, he doesn't only want to be the person that sleeps all Shabbos and never does an aveira, but he wants to lasoisis a Shabbos. He wants to do the mitzvahs, right? It's not enough not just to have the chait. It's not enough just not to do the aveiras. He wants to have that positive relationship. He wants to have the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashiveinu he'er ponecha v'nivashaya, that you should return your the light of your face to us and we will be saved. V'amar chazal ein lanu el haris panecha, the only thing we have is the haris panim from Hashem, the light of the countenance of Hashem, you know, the relationship that He gives to us, that He bestows upon us. That's Hashem's desire to have a connection with us. But a gadol akol el kol ani'imus, this great light that includes all of the pleasantries, all of the greatness, all the beauties. Vazei spal David achreisha vikesh harav kavseini me'avoini. David HaMelech, after he says that he should cleanse me from my sin, he spelled all the rotzon Hashem Yisbarach bo, v'omar al tashlicheni milfonecha v'ruach kodshecha atgach mimenu. It's not enough just to cleanse me from my sin, but more than that, al tashlicheni, don't throw me aside from having a relationship with you. In other words, what the Nesiv Shalom keeps on reminding us, it's a tremendous kavana to have, especially the Yemei Aslichis, when you're saying Al Tashlichenu all the time, that there's the mass, there's the simple dogmatic actions that we have to do in their mitzvahs, and we have to do it, and it's not a question, it's not an option, and that's called tshuva, and that's necessary, right? Vidui, Charata, Aziv Sachet, Kabbalah Asid, four processes. That's. But what's the goal? The goal is not just the kapara, it's not just getting a, okay, you didn't do anything wrong, fine, you're off the hook. But it's creating that internal relationship to not only going back, but making even a stronger relationship than we had with the Kodesh Baruch. And in order to do that, it requires a lot more than just going through the process. The day of Yom Kippur itself helps to elevate us to experience that, and that ultimately is the focus of the whole tshuva process. The focus is not only that I got a forgiveness, that I no longer am going to get killed this year, but it's that no, I reinvented that relationship, that connection that I have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I have a partnership. Now we're in it together. That's the ultimate goal. That's the ultimate focus. In order to do that, you have to do the external chatzonias. You have to do the external mitzvahs. That's true. But that's not the be-all. That's just a means to get to the ultimate goal. Atkan. Thank you.